This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian President Vladimir Putin says that his foreign minister and his defense minister will head the candidates list for the dominant United Russia Party in September's parliamentary election by placing the foreign minister Sergei Lavrov and defense minister Sergei Shoigu on the list. Putin aims to increase voter enthusiasm for the party, whose support has been waning. Both have substantial popularity for their firm positions on the military and challenges to the West. Being on the party list does not oblige them to take parliament seats if they're elected. Notably absent from the list announced is the former president and prime minister, who was United Russia's chairman. Iran's hardline judiciary chief has won the country's presidential election in a landslide victory. The results propelled Ibrahim Raisi, protege of the country's supreme leader, into Tehran's highest civilian position. That vote appeared to see the lowest turnout in the Islamic Republic's history. Out of over 59 million eligible voters, only about 28.9 million voted. And of those voting, about 3.7 million either accidentally or intentionally voided their ballots. It's far beyond the amount seen in previous elections. Raisi dominated the election only after a panel under the watch of the supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei disqualified his strongest competition, his candidacy, in the sense that the election served more as a coronation for him, sparked widespread apathy. Anti-government protesters took to the streets in more than a score of cities across Brazil as the nations confirmed the death toll from COVID-19 soared past 500,000. This is VOA News.